Those who are done with their salah can come forward, inshallah ta'ala. Maybe like 1 minute. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. ما بعد، اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for joining us together, mashallah, after a 2 week break from our halaqas. We can continue the sessions on the stories of the Prophet alayhi wasalam that we started more than a year ago now, alhamdulillah, reaching up to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. And we're basically near the midway point of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam's life. We covered his childhood from before. And I would request everyone, inshallah, to fill in the gaps, inshallah. It's not a lot of time, so if you can bunch in, inshallah. And again, I do request that if we can open these windows, because you guys make it very hot very quickly here. SubhanAllah. Yeah, the guy. So we left off on the part of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam where he was taken out of the well by travelers, which we found out that they were slave traders. And they sold Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam into the markets of Egypt to the Aziz, right? And that's where we left off from before. And then we also talked about Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam meeting his children and the children bringing this false blood. I talked about the crime scene investigation that occurred and how Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam could easily tell from the blood, because he's a shepherd and he knows sheep's blood versus human blood, how he knew for 100% this was not the blood of his son, rather this blood of something else. And he told his sons at that moment. And I wanted to just quickly, before we get into the next part, inshallah, is just to make a reminder about what Yaqub alayhi salam did here. Yaqub alayhi salam, he had his sons bring him false evidence. And he saw that it was false. They saw it was fake, right? And he knows that his son, something terrible has happened to Yusuf alayhi salam. And this is things, again, like he has the evidence before him. He saw his children lie before his very eyes. And he knows Yusuf alayhi salam isn't there. So at this moment, Yaqub alayhi salam could very well start to accuse the children and say, you did this, why would you do this? And these types of things, right? Many times we have the same exact situation in our life, that someone seems like they're lying. Sometimes a relationship between even husband and wife, someone seems like they're not telling the complete truth. Or someone has one story, another story, right? And many times we sit in this position where we're trying to decide between them and try to do qadi sab, right? We try to become the qadi. I'm to sab qadi bangay, right? At that moment, we're like, okay, I will decide who is right and who is wrong, who is on haq and who is batil, and all these different things. But Yaqub alayhi salam teaches us something very important here. That for the, if you want to be qadi sab, that's fine. What happens is what? One person is going to win, the other side is not going to win. So what's going to happen to the relationship at the end? It's finished. The relationship is gone. Whereas if you don't want to be the qadi and you want to save the relationship, maybe the truth isn't as important here. Okay? Maybe in order to save the relationship, you do something else. Which is what? You asked each other to forgive each other. You just say, okay, whatever happened, happened, right? Many times people come up to me and they tell me, this one wife will tell a story. It's a big, big story she has. 4 hours it goes just telling her story. And then the husband has to tell his story. And there's another 4 hours, right? SubhanAllah, we're already, mashallah, doing Shab Guzari, right? We're spending the whole night, SubhanAllah, from Isha to Fajr, SubhanAllah, just listening to the story. And then they tell me who was right and who was wrong, Mawlana Sahab. I said, don't know, maaf kan, you know, just forgive each other, maaf karo, just forget it. Whatever happened, happened. I wasn't there. How am I supposed to know who did right or wrong? My thing is that what? You both have to live together happily in a house. It's not going to work if you keep trying to fight each other like we're in a different, like, you know, law and order type of case here. This is not like, you know, people think they're in like, what was that court? The famous TV person? Judge Judy or something like that. I'm supposed to come in and say the DNA evidence shows you are not the father. Like, I'm not. That's not the job of silatul rahim and islahu dhatil bain. The job of islah is sometimes someone's haq will be a little lower, someone will be a little higher, but at the end we have to mend and fix the relationship. Yaqub alayhi salam at this moment could have very easily, he's a Nabi, beyond Qadi, he's a Nabi. And he could say that you are done wrong, Sharia says this is and this and all this different stuff. But Yaqub alayhi salam, looking at the betterment for his children, if the father gets that aggressive and starts to become like the Qadi towards his children, that relationship will never be mended. So Yaqub alayhi salam said, you know what? I don't have clear definitive evidence of what happened. Instead of trying to do this, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. We can just be patient. And we can let Allah, وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانَ عَلَى مَا تَصِفُونَ. This is the way you save a relationship. And this is why I tell everyone, inshallah ta'ala, look, husband and wife, their relationship is so close, Allah has described it like libas. Okay? Your clothing knows how bad you smell. Is it not true? They're like, oh, alhamdulillah, sadaqa mullana. MashaAllah. Okay? These seventh graders are telling me, mashallah. The thing is that what? Your clothing knows your scent. Your clothing knows the blemishes. Your clothing knows everything that is wrong with you. But the job of the clothing is not to expose. The job of the clothing is to cover. And this is what a husband and wife have to remind themselves. I mentioned this because this usually happens where the two sides are, husband and wife. Remember, inshallah ta'ala, that look, libas is libas. There's a reason why you're noticing all these different faults is because you're so close to the person. And there's no other way, subhanAllah. So may Allah the grandest tawfiq, Yaqub alayhi salam is teaching us, please, for your own relationships, don't be the qadi. Think about how you can just mend and fix the relationship, inshallah ta'ala. So Yusuf alayhi salam, after this moment we talked about, how Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam is put into the hands of the slave traders. And at this moment, put in the hands of slave, becoming a slave, etc. You're thinking the worst. He was inside the well. Might have been better for him to be in the well than become a slave. But next thing you know, he's purchased to the Aziz of Misr, right? The minister, someone who governs a large portion of whatever it is in Egypt. He becomes into his control and his property and becoming his servant and his slave, etc., etc. Yaqub alayhi, the Aziz, is able to put Yusuf alayhi salam in one of the best positions, which is a government home, which is like a palace in their time. And he can have the finest of all clothing. Because if you're the khadim of the Aziz, you must dress like the khadim of the Aziz. If you're the khadim of the Aziz, you must eat like the Aziz. You must drink like the Aziz. You must be like the Aziz. You must follow him. So Yusuf alayhi salam, and he made it very clear in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala said that perhaps we will take him, we'll get some benefit from him, or we'll take him like a son. He said, I can get like a son. Well, he can become my own child in that way. And so now he can be in every single room and every single place. وَكَذَٰلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفُ. That's how we gave Yusuf alayhi salam a place. We gave him we made it firm for him in the land that wherever he want, that he can do. وَكَذَٰلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلِنُعَلِّمَهُ مِن تَأْوِيلِ الْحَدِيثِ. Number one is Allah Ta'ala says we gave him a firm place in the land. And number two is so that we can teach him the interpretation of speech. The intelligent interpretation of different discussions. In a government home, one of those phenomenal things of politics is that you're going to hear all the weirdest things. Haq, batil, everything mushtabah, everything mixed together. So many things Yusuf alayhi salam has to sit there and listen and understand and make an assumption, make a judgment and learn how to respond and learn how to say this and learn how to do this. وَلِنُعَلِّمَهُ مِن تَأْوِيلِ الْحَدِيثِ. So we can teach him the interpretation of speeches. Now my question to everyone is, Yusuf alayhi salam now is in Egypt in one of the best positions of learning that he can get. A dars is going to happen for him. Could that have happened if he wasn't in the well? Could that have happened if he wasn't in the well? He had to go through that. This is the thing. For many of us, we sometimes have to go through the well. And we don't want to go through the well. But the dars and the things that will happen after the well are so precious that Allah Ta'ala says, you know what? Just go through this a little bit. Endure it a little bit. Make sabr for a little bit. Maybe then you get a little worse after that. And then what happens is, subhanAllah, you're in a position, a prime time, prestigious position of where you're in the world, mashallah ta'ala, where you can start to educate and learn and do these amazing things. Maybe one day you'll become the king of Egypt, but it doesn't come without hardship. Unfortunately, today as parents, our whole sabak is for our children. Make it as comfortable as possible. No one should curse you. No one should fight you. No one should argue with you. No one should yell at you. No one should do anything with you. You have to be in the bubble. Your whole life, we're trying to make them into a bubble. So then what happens is the kids become unbelievably soft. Okay, so we try our best as parents to put as many guardrails as possible when we're raising our kids. My reminder to parents is, look, when you're not there, something's going to happen. And when that happens, your kid, if he's not ready to endure it and embrace it, he's going to break down. And this happens again and again. And I just mention this as parents that look, I get it. Trust me, I get it. But a kid will fall. A kid will bump. A kid will jump. Yahya is a maniac. He jumps from all over the place. Allah knows, right? SubhanAllah. And he just gets up again. I said, look, just brush it off. It's good. You'll be fine. Recover. Get up, man. You get knocked down one time, just get up again. This is what we teach children. That, look, things will happen. Not everyone will say a nice thing to you. But you should have thicker skin to know if they call you, waliyazubillah, they call him like dumb or stupid or something. Are you really dumb or stupid? No, alhamdulillah, you're smart kids, mashallah. 4.0 GPAs, mashallah ta'ala. Imam Sahib loves you guys, mashallah. You guys are wonderful kids, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. There's nothing wrong. If people can say whatever they want, that's not going to bother you. So this is the thing. It's my reminder to everyone. Look, sometimes your kids will go through the well, whether you like it or not. Allah will make them go through it. You have to become brave enough and smart enough to say, you know what? I went through it and it's fine. I learned some deep lessons. Yusuf alayhi salam will never forget the lesson that his brothers taught him. Wallahi, that sabak that Allah taught Yusuf alayhi salam through that incident, he'll never forget it for the rest of his life. And he's not going to deal with good people coming up. Trust me. It's about to happen, inshallah ta'ala. So I want everyone to, number one, remind ourselves that sometimes the difficulties happen for a very good reason. Okay? You have to be watching Allah. Don't be watching this. You know, subhanAllah, could you imagine what happened to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when Hamza radiallahu anhu after Uhud? Allahu Akbar. Could you imagine on the battle of Uhud, after Uhud, seeing Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu, the uncle and the best friend of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such a close friend he was to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and yet seeing his stomach torn apart like that? Allahu Akbar. This is your radiallahu anhu, this is your sahabi, this is such a close friend of yours. Yet seeing him in such a disrespectful and such a disgraced state, what could have happened to the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? But Allah that tells Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Hamza is Sayyidatu Shuhada Ahlil Jannah, that because of this, what he endured here, he's a leader of all the martyrs of the in Jannah, inshallah ta'ala. This is what happens. By Fatima radiallahu anha, could you imagine what kind of difficult, she had a difficult life. She had a hard life. It wasn't an easy life for her to mend and to take care. And she was so distraught when she learned about the passing of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She only lived about 6 months after that. People don't know how much love she had for her father, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She only lived for 6 months after. Who is she? Sayyidatun Nisa Ahlil Jannah. She's the leader of all the women of Jannah. I'm telling everyone, subhanAllah, this is my advice to you. Look, madrasa is tough. Learning is tough. Hibs is going to be tough. Everyone wants to be like as many guardrails as they can. Trust me, it's tough. It's something that you got to endure and be brave, be strong, man. SubhanAllah, where's the Andrew Tates in our masjid, man? SubhanAllah, where's the strong guys? Where's the brolic guys? Where's the Habib Nur Muhammad, whatever, Nur Magra, whatever. I can't pronounce that for Jack, SubhanAllah. The thing is that what? SubhanAllah, where are the people who are strong, who can be like the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, who are willing to take this? Allah Ta'ala made an Abu Bakr radiallahu anhum, who endured, and Umar radiallahu anhum, who endured. And because of their endurance and sabr, they're buried next to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm telling everyone, rely and trust on Allah. Wallahu ghalibun ala amrihi. Allah has full command over His command. Allah has full command over everything. Ala amrihi. Allah says everything that happened to Yusuf alaihi wasallam, Allah said, I was fully in control. Nothing was outside my control. The problem is that when you and I are living through the moment, we forget to look at Allah. We forget to see Allah. Watch Allah. Anta'bud Allah. كَأَنَّكَ تَرَى. Worship Allah as if you see Him. Because if you watch Allah and you're looking at Allah and you're seeing Allah, making muraqabah and thinking of Allah, Ya Allah, only you decide. If you decided this, you decided that. That is the very reason why our Philistini brothers and sisters going through such hardships can still say, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ, and still say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. It's my sabak to everyone. Yusuf alayhi salam went through such difficulties as it is. Allahu Akbar. Wallahu ghalibun al amrihi. Allah, His power is full command over this. He's on top of everything. Walakin aksara nas la ya'lamu. Majority of people don't know. Allah says, majority of people don't know. They get upset, they get frustrated. So have sabr jameel. SubhanAllah, sometimes a sister, Allahu Akbar, will complain. Some sister called me. I don't know if I told you this before. A sister called me at 6:30 a.m. 6:30 a.m. Okay? 6:30, right? A.M. And then after she calls me, she texts me and says, Molana, if you're free, please give me a call. She did ulta, right? She flipped what she should have done. She should have texted first and asked Molana if you're free. And then if she needed to call because it was urgent, I might have picked up the phone. Because if you have an urgent call after Fajr, the only urgent call I want, because she had some marital problems, I'm not dealing with that at 6:30 in the morning, okay? We know we don't have office hours, Riyaz Bhai, but we're trying our best here. The thing is that what? So 6:30 in the morning, Allahu Akbar. The only call I want is, Molana, I don't know if my wudu broke during Fajr. Is my Fajr valid or not? That's the only call I want. I would gladly answer that. I will gladly. It's subhanAllah, Allahu Akbar, right? People, sabr jameel. Don't let it make you lose your adab. Right? This is what happens, right? Because we go through some difficulty and we become like completely, behosh, like we just don't realize what we're doing anymore. Control yourself, sabr jameel, like Yaqub alayhi salam. How Yusuf alayhi salam, he's in the house of the Aziz, and now he's a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, and now he's gonna learn. وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ شُدَّهُ He's gonna learn some ajeeb thing. When he reached his prime, the prime, they say, قَالَ الْعُلَمَاءُ مِنَ الثَّلَاثِينِ إِلَى الْأَرْبَعِينَ They say from 30 to 40, right? It is the sinul mawquf anin numu. It is the sin which you have reached where it's like you hit your top of your growth. You're not gonna go anymore. So then Yusuf alayhi salam reaches that level. And you must know, and I must know, what is the beautiful sifa of Yusuf alayhi salam? His sifa is what? Beauty. وَمَّا بَلَغَ شُدَّهُ Right? When he reaches that level, subhanAllah, his prime and the jamal of Yusuf alayhi salam at his prime. Okay? This is what you need to understand. It is the jamal of Yusuf alayhi salam at his prime. MashaAllah, these kids, mashaAllah, such handsome guys. Imagine when they hit prime, Allahu Akbar. Men age like wine, subhanAllah. The older, mashaAllah, you get, the daddy gets a little gray. You're still looking good, man, mashaAllah. Don't worry. Allah writes for you many hurun ayn, inshaAllah. InshaAllah, ta'ala. Don't worry, mashaAllah. Be confident, inshaAllah, ta'ala. It's good. The thing is that what? You are, mashaAllah, when you hit your prime, you are at the top of your game. Yusuf alayhi salam is at the top of his jamal. A'ataynahu hukman wa ilma. Along with that, we gave him wisdom and knowledge. So not only is he externally beautiful, but internally, ظاهراً وباطناً, Yusuf alayhi salam is at the peak of his existence right now, subhanAllah. وَكَذَٰلِكَ نَجَزِ الْمُحْسِنِ Allah says, don't worry, that's not only for Yusuf. Anyone who does good, we shall reward them. نَظَّرَ اللَّهُ أَمْرَأً سَمِعَ مَقَالَتِي Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said, may the one who memorized hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa may Allah make his face radiant and beautiful. This is why, subhanAllah, Mufti Pa'am Puri rahmatullahi alayhi, right? Something 70 plus, still gives bayan like he's 50, 40. Mufti Taqir Ismaili Sahib Hafizahullah is someone, mashallah, when he gives bayan, you can't even tell how old he is anymore. The fire in their bayans and their speeches and how they look, Allah Akbar, Allah gives them that nur because of the hadith. You did good your whole life. Don't worry, Allah won't do you bad when you get old. Allah will not do you bad when you get old, inshallah ta'ala. So then what happens? Yusuf didn't reach his prime. And this is the thing, mashallah, he must be free from imtihan now. هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا عَن نَفْسِي Immediately what happens is this. إِمْرَأَةُ الْعَزِيزِ The wife of the minister has been living with Yusuf alayhi salam her whole time and seeing this boy grow up and grow up and grow up, mature before her very eyes. She was literally put in the ayah of the Quran that we just read, that he said to his wife, take care of him, honor him. And so she sees Yusuf alayhi salam grow and sees how beautiful he is and sees how amazing he is. And eventually what happens is, and this is the thing, right? Alhamu al-maut. People don't understand, man, how close relationships become very dangerous, right? The cases of people, unfortunately, committing zina, in when it comes very close, are much closer than when you are far away. Strangers is harder than close rate relationships. And this ayah is telling us something, that this woman who was living with Yusuf alayhi salam and being next to him and associating with him is the one that tried to give him that seduction and bring him over. She tried to entice him. Allati huwa fi baytiha. It's a beautiful, profound balagh. Baligh in the Quran. Ayah baligha, right? This ayah is amazing. Allah Ta'ala says, the one who he is in her house, tried to seduce him, tried to entice him. Why did Allah Ta'ala say like this? He could have just said, Imra'atul Aziz. She could have just said, the wife of the minister. Allah Ta'ala want to make something very clear to everyone. He is in her house, not in his house. He is inside her domain, not in his domain, okay? So number one, being in her house means that she has invited him inside and he's welcome there, and everything that's going to happen, who's going to get the blame at the end of the day? Whose house is it? It's her house. She has to deal with all this mess afterwards. It's her house, number one, right? Hua, he literally belongs in that house. He is a abd, he is a slave, a servant in that home, okay? This is number two. Number three is what? It's not his own home, it's her home. He's actually external to that house. He comes as a foreigner. Right, is he Egyptian? He's a servant. He is a foreigner. He's foreign in that town. He's non-Egyptian, right? He's from the area of Canaan, right? He's a Canaani, right? He's Bani Israel, quite literally, right? Subhanallah. Like he is completely distant from the home. So number one. So again, he's in her home. She has to deal with all the problems afterwards. He is a slave.
He is a foreigner. He is non-Egyptian, right? This is someone who's completely unknown in the society. He has literally nothing to lose. He has literally nothing to lose. And what does he have to gain? He has to gain a woman who is the wife of the minister. She has nasab. She has hasab. She has jamal. She has lineage. She has status. And she has beauty. She got everything. This is literally 10 out of 10 out of every single thing. Okay? He is basically coming into the society pretty much like a nobody there. And if he were to do something, like Razi rahimahullah ta'ala says, if he were to do something, no one will even, you know, bat a second eye. It's a abd. It's a servant of the house. Who the heck cares, right? It's not going to be anything. There's no fault on him. Okay? Now what? You're like, Mawlana, but there must be something, right? Must be something. Maybe the doors and the windows, right? Maybe they're open. وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ She rushes and she closes every single window and every single door and every single opening. Bab in Arabic means any opening, right? She closes every single opening. The narration mentions she puts curtains upon curtains. She conceals everything. She chose a time where her husband is not going to come home. And at that moment she says, وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَلَكْ She says at that moment, I'm ready for you. Subhanallah. She's not, there's no force, there's no coercion, there's no, you know, imposing. She's literally asking, I'm ready, you come here. Okay? This is as free as it gets. This is as free as it gets. And at this moment, for Yusuf alayhi salam, his parents aren't there, his family isn't there, no one is there. No one is watching. The Aziz isn't there. No one in the servants, no one's inside the room. It's just one beautiful woman and himself and everything else he can imagine and dream about that moment. Right? And this is something that happens to all of us again and again. That sometimes we find ourselves in the dark of night. And may Allah forgive all of us, Ya Rab. In the dark of night where we think we're alone. There's no harm, no foul. There's nothing wrong with it. If I were to check her Facebook, what's the big deal? If I were to slide into her DMs, what's the big deal? If I were to talk to her on Discord, if I were to talk to her at school, I'm at school, I could take off my hijab. What's the big deal? My mom and dad aren't here. Who cares? No one's going to rat me out. No one's going to snitch on me. No one's going to say anything to me. I'm talking real talk here. This is what happens to a lot of us. In the dead of night, where it's like 12 a.m. or 1 a.m., everyone's asleep. The house is completely at rest, complete sukoon. What's stopping you? What haram can you commit? What could you do? When you think that no one is watching. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ غَالِبٌ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ But one was watching. رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ was watching. And this is what happens. And this is why I'm a reminder to everyone. What do you need to do at that moment? When you feel like committing haram. المهلكات, those things which will destroy you. Is that you must remind yourselves. Who do you have to give account for? In front of, I'm sorry. Who do you have to give account in front of? Where does your hisab go? On Qiyamah, who do you stand before? When do you have to pay for the things you did at nighttime? People think they can delete history after history, thinking that the history gets deleted. Wallahi, nothing gets deleted in the book of history, the book of deeds that you have. People, subhanAllah, Allah forgive, man. May Allah forgive us as husbands. We do a lot of khiyana, and we don't admit it. The only one, Rabbul Alameen, he saw. And this is the thing, we can't get ourselves out of these bad addictions. I'm giving you the remedy, not my remedy. But the remedy of Yusuf alayhi salam. This is not my dawa. Huwa dawa'u Yusuf alayhi salam. Kana fil Quran. This is in the Quran. What does Yusuf alayhi salam do? Qala. Immediately, when the doors are locked, foreigner, beautiful woman, 10 out of 10, Melissa or Aunt Elizabeth or whatever, I don't know, okay? What is it, right? Wa ghallaqati al-abwab. Wa qalat haytalak. The doors are locked, everything. She says, I'm ready for you. Qala ma'azallah. He says, God forbid. Allah keepana. He says, Allah protect. No. Ma'azallah. Immediately at that moment, he reminds himself who he's accountable for in front of. Who does he remind himself of, brothers and elders in Islam? Allah. Ma'azallah. I seek refuge. Allah forbid. Allah forbid. At that moment, he screams and he shouts Allah's Mubarak name. The Ismu Jalal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Allah, ma'azallah. Ya Allah, I'm in a country that's not mine. I'm in a town that's not mine. I'm in a house that's not mine. I'm in a room that's not mine. I'm in someone else's home. This woman is calling me, but you're Mu'adh, your fortress, your refuge. I can find it anywhere in the dunya. Ma'adh Allah, ya Allah, a'udhu fi ma'adhillah. I take refuge in your castle and your fortress, ya Allah. And he goes and says these beautiful, impactful words. He says, Ma'adh Allah, God forbid. No, 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 no. He says, Ma'adh Allah, I'm not here right now. I don't care what the walls, I don't care what nighttime it is, I don't care what Facebook, I don't care what Instagram, I don't care what it is. Ma'adh Allah, I'm with Allah right now. I'm in Allah Ta'ala's home. He says this, and he goes to that place. He says, Innahu Rabbi. He says, surely my Lord, Ahsana Maswai. My Lord Allah has done excellent. He has treated me so well. My place of stay, my maswa. Where was Yusuf alayhi salam before brothers of Islam? He was in the well. He right before that, his brothers were pushing him in the well. Now Yusuf alayhi salam is where? He's in a palace in Egypt. Inna Rabbi Ahsana Maswai. He's done excellent. Allah has done so well. He's beautified my place of stay. He's made this so well. SubhanAllah, Shaquille came from a low place in New York. Random, you know, a little apartment that he had to sleep on the one bed with like three of his brothers. It was hectic, man, subhanAllah. Now he gets his own bed, Allahu Akbar. People here, subhanAllah, what did Allah do for us? Ahsan, ihsan, Allah just treated us to good and good and good. Did you pay back Allah a single penny? For the beauty that you get, did you give Allah a penny? For the health that you get, did you give Allah a penny? Your afiyah, your shifa, your family, your health, your wealth. Who gave you everything without anything in return? Rabbul Alameen. This one man, old man, 70 plus years old, goes to the doctor and he has some issue with his bladder. So the doctor says, in order to fix your bladder system, the system of your urine, everything, your urinary tract is messed up. In order to give surgery, it's going to cost like this much, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000, right? Something like this, something absurd. And then the elderly man, he started to cry. And then they said, why are you crying? You're crying because of the money. He said, no, I'm crying because my Allah let me use the bathroom every single day without any problem. Every time I went and never charged me a penny. Allahu Akbar, you've charged me like this, Khabis. SubhanAllah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala does everything for us. At that moment, SubhanAllah, who gave you your eyes? Who gave you your ears? Who gave you the eyes you're about to do haram with? Ma'adh Allah, at that moment, just tell yourself, Allah, it's you, it's not me. I have to take pana with you. I take refuge in you, Ya Allah. You protect me, Ya Rabbul Alameen. You protect me, Ya Rabbul Alameen. And you did so much for me. And then throw the phone, throw the laptop, smash these things to pieces, SubhanAllah. Look, man, you're not going to get as free as you, SubhanAllah, some had it. But you and I, SubhanAllah, will not do the things we're supposed to do. You know, Allah forgive. Many of us, SubhanAllah, we poison. We give the sam to our children at such an early age. We say, here you go. Have a Discord. Have a phone. Text whoever you want. Do whatever you want. Do you understand the harms of this thing? I'm telling you, I'm 30 years old. You guys are like 40, 50, mashallah ta'ala. May Allah grant you barakah. Right? I don't have control over this thing. Okay? You swipe down, you go down Facebook, you're going to see something haram, right? You think a kid is not going to look at something haram? He's going to be like, ooh la la, wow, mashallah, tabarakallah, Allahu Akbar. Maybe nikah potential, you know? Maybe, you know, Bibi was like, you know, maybe she can become wife, inshallah. Maybe right now harami, maybe wifey, inshallah. You know, like this is what kids, they'll justify every nonsense. You think Yusuf Ali couldn't? Then literally Allah gave him all justification. He said, literally there's nothing stopping. But he said, Ma'ad Allah. He said, no, no, no. If there are no eyes watching, Rabbul Alameen always watches. And this is why I want to remind everyone, okay? Listen, this is your poison. Majority, you know, aksarul amrad, amradul qalbiya. Majority of the heart sicknesses are coming from this phone. If you can just learn to shut this thing off, have a bedtime with this phone. At 9 p.m., I give it. You know, I used to, when I lived with my parents and everything, I used to give my phone to my mom at nighttime. I used to give it to her because I don't trust myself, subhanAllah. Even when the kids use their tablets and stuff like that, it's always in the presence of everyone, right? And they learn such ajeeb things. I'm telling you, man, subhanAllah, such weird words will come. Such weird words will come. My kids never learn anything. You know, subhanAllah, how much good could they learn? How much bad could they learn? You must remember that, inshallah ta'ala. Throw this away. Cast this away. This is distancing from Allah. One haram image is enough to stain the heart for years. You'll take years to remove that filth from your heart. And what those things that they show you nowadays, astaghfirullah. Everything, unlimited access, in seconds you can get. In seconds you can get. And you'll continue to watch and watch and watch and poison your eyes and poison your heart. And you'll never feel your salah anymore. People say, I don't feel the namaz. I said, then we'll stop watching the haram and maybe you'll start to see again. Because you'll see the nur of Allah when you take away the zulumat. You'll see the nur of Allah when you take away the darkness. Remove this filth from your eyes, brothers and sisters in Islam. Remove this stuff. Make niyyah today, tawbah, tawbah. Any girls I talk to is not halal. I don't care who it is. I don't care if she's like Rebecca or something like that. I don't care who she is. There's no justification for this. For any boy, there's no justification. If there's not someone I feel comfortable, this is what Mu'adh Talmi Rahmatullah very beautifully said. He said, imagine in that moment you're about to commit haram. He said, imagine you were in front of your parents. Or imagine you're in front of Mawlana Shakil. Or Mawlana Uthman. La ilaha illallah, subhanAllah. Ham to sabpir wali ban gayi, inshallah ta'ala. We're all going to become wali then, subhanAllah. At that moment, subhanAllah, tell yourself in front of these people, can you commit the haram? And at that moment, when you get a little bit of control, Mawlana Talmi Sahib said, then throw away what you're about to do. Control yourself. Bring yourself under control. Cool yourself down. Relax. Do some push-ups, man. Calm down, man. SubhanAllah. You're not an animal. Allah did not make us an animal. He made us human being, insan. You can get such beautiful qualities, mashallah ta'ala. I'm telling you, the serenity in the heart of Yusuf alayhi salam is so pure. A Nabi's heart. At that moment, he's so firm in himself. He says, "Inna Rabbi Hasanah Maslai, Inna La Yuflihu Zalimun." That the my Lord has done treated me so well that the oppressors, the wrongdoers, they'll never be successful. La Yuflihu Zalimun. People, subhanallah, may Allah forgive. People say like, "Oh yeah, I'll do haram right now, and later on I'll fix it." Till today, I'm telling you, you know, it's very hard to find a relationship that a person says I did haram first and it goes well later on. I'm telling you, man, subhanAllah, how hard it is, how difficult it is. All these people that have relationships beforehand, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever nonsense. Later on, what happens is automatically your heart, you've done everything. You know, subhanAllah, people ask about arranged marriage, right? They say that how can this ever generate love? I said, it's been working for millions of years. I think it worked pretty fine, you know, or whatever. But okay, you teach me now. You give me sabak. All the Anbiya alayhi wasalam taught this type of marriage that parents kind of filter and give you a good relationship, mashallah. You learn as you grow and you start to develop to each other, mashallah, and you start to love all beautiful things, right? You have an amazing relationship, mashallah. From beginning to end, you have a inshallah amazing relationship, inshallah ta'ala, right? But what happens is what? Before boyfriend, girlfriend, what happens? He literally tried, you know, they say what, test drive them now? The test drive, right? You've already tested everything. What else is there to test? SubhanAllah, you literally, they did everything. And after they get married, now we want to get divorced in the first year. America has the worst, right? Like 50-something percent. Why are you taking sabak from them? When you had the Nabi of Allah to teach you how to do things the right way. I'm telling you, SubhanAllah, everyone can tell you, SubhanAllah, if you keep your eyes, you keep your ears, you keep your mouth pure, that woman will always be attractive in your eyes. Wallahi. Because you're not looking outside anymore. After a while, that kind of fades. You know, it's like, oh, whatever. Okay, mashallah. It's been there, done that, you know? But like subhanAllah, that character, the akhlaq, the fact that she knows things about you no one else knows, those things, those are private matters. She's your libas. You're never gonna get rid of that. You're gonna love that so much. This is what Allah that gave us from this beautiful deen. Yusuf alayhi salam, subhanAllah, I'm giving you extra. Yusuf alayhi salam says, look, the person who does wrong will never be successful. Don't lie to yourself. Right? Before you get into a relationship, give talaq to the girl now. Teen talaq, okay? Finish her. Finish. Just straight up RKO her. Just finish her. She's not getting up, right? Let her just say, sister, I'm sorry, whatever. No, forget about talking. Just ghost her, goddammit. Forget it, right? This is, mashallah, even easier in our time, right? Our zamana made it even easier. Just forget it. Just switch phone numbers, right? Ghost completely. You don't need her. You know, I like the word ghost, right? Manna chahiye, right? Just die. Just die. You're not even here in the dunya anymore. Erase yourself. I don't need to do haram because if I go to Jahannam, I will be erased. That Jahannam fire will erase things I could even imagine it could erase. May Allah save us from this. So now this is Yusuf alayhi salam teaching us beautiful sabak. Remind yourself who Allah is. Remind yourself of His favors. وَلَقَدْ حَمَّتْ بِهِ. She definitely, definitely desired him. وَحَمَّ بِهَا. And he had an inclination towards her. لَوْلَا أَرْرَأَ بُرْهَانَ رَبِّ. Had it not been for the fact that he saw the proof from his Lord. Okay? This is a beautiful part of the ayah. Okay? And you have to remember, you have to read it together. Allah that describes both their hum, but the hum is not the same type of hum. My hum and your hum are two different hums, right? Right now I'm trying to find a new car, that's my hum. You guys, mashallah, have a different type of hum. Hum is different, right? Your concern is different. The concern of Zulaykha is zina. Yeah, Yusuf alayhi salam is natural human being. Right? What did Alusi rahmatullah write? He said, just like a person who's rozada, right? Someone who's fasting, right? And it's a really hot day. So, you know, thanda pani wo dekhta, right? He sees cold water. Automatically, when you're fasting, what happens when you look at the cold water? You just want it, right? But will you drink it? No, you say, no, I'm fasting. How could I ever? But you feel something in your heart. That's meylan al-qalb. Automatically, you feel something. They say that Yusuf alayhi salam may have, in the lowest sense, if you're taking this ayah the way it reads, the lowest sense is that he had a human inclination. Just like how any human would be, right? You see a hot rod drive by, mashallah. And you see the hot rod, you see the red that it's wearing, and the nice wheels that it has, right? And the nice mirrors that it has, right? And mashallah, the bumper look real good, you know? And the lights sound look really nice, okay? I'm making ishara, okay? If you guys get it, you get it. You don't get it, mashallah, I think I'm talking about a car, no problem. You see it automatically. Din mein kuch hota, right? You if you're alive, if you have a pulse, you're gonna feel something. People are like, Molana, I'm a wali. I'm a big peer sub, right? I look at this and none of these women, I have no attraction. No, forget it. You know, all the different, I don't want to mention any woman right now because you probably know them better than me. SubhanAllah. Allah forgive. Allah forgive all of us, ya Rab. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. You are a human being. You're not an angel. You will succumb to your nafs. Inna nafsa la ammaratun bisu. The nafs will push you and push you and push you. It hates you. The nafs in the beginning hates you. The nafs just wants to do whatever it wants. Your desires will push you. So don't think you're going to look at a 10 out of 10 girl and be like, yeah, mashallah, fi sabilillah, la ilaha illa Muhammadur Rasul. I go, chilla, man, chilla lagata, mashallah. And all this weird stuff these people say. Nothing is going to protect you. Nothing will protect you except ghaddul basar and never bringing it to your mind. This is the only thing that will protect you. So then Yusuf alayhi salam, lawla arraha burhana rabbi. One interpretation again is, he had the inclination, but he saw the proof of his Lord, and then he immediately forgot it. What is the proof? Some ulama say, Inna Rabbi Ahsana Maslah, he brought the proof to his mind. He said, my Lord, he has done well with me. So he brought the proof in his head. He said, no, this Allah, I could never disrespect Allah. So that moment when he reminds himself, Allah is my Rabb, how could I ever disrespect Allah and disobey Allah? That moment he brought the Burhan, and now he can never do it. The other ulama said that the ayah is flipped. Lawla arraha burhana Rabbi, he didn't even have the inclination. He's a Nabi for Allah's sake, subhanAllah. This is the height of a person, mashallah, has reached the pinnacle of humanity. That subhanAllah, at this moment, because he became a Nabi of Allah, at this moment, Yusuf Aisha has no inclination. He just said, Mu'azallah, he got nothing in his heart right now. كَذَٰلِكَ لِنَصْرِفَ عَنْهُ السُّوءَ وَالْفَحْشَىٰ. Like this, we remove from him evil and indecency. Allah said very beautifully, لِنَصْرِفَ عَنْهُ السُّوءَ, not لِنَصْرِفَ السُّوءَ عَنْهُ. It's beautifully done in the Quran. It says that we remove from him the evil, I remove from him the filth. We don't even let it come near his heart. Allah says, you have no, this is the thing, mashallah. When you become Allah's friend, فَكُنْتُ بَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يُبَصِرُ بِهِ فَكُنْتُ بَصَرُهُ الَّذِي يُبَصِرُ بِهِ وَسَمَعُهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ يَسْمَعُ بِهَا وَيَدَهُ الَّذِي يَبْطِشُ بِهَا وَرِجَهُ الَّذِي يَمْشِي بِهَا. The hadith of the Prophet ﷺ says, when Allah loves you, then Allah Ta'ala, he makes this firm. He says, I become the ears which he sees, the ears which he hears, the hand with which he touches things, and the leg with which he walks. In other words, every moment of your life will be protected from guna. You don't have to worry anymore. Allah says, don't worry, I'll keep all the haram away from you. Allah says, you are my precious servant. Innahu min ibadina al-mukhlasin. Wo to hamara muntakhab bando mein se the. SubhanAllah, he is from our selected servants. Allah says, I chose him, I made him mukhlas. Mukhlas is ajeeb. Some people here, mukhlas bhai. Mukhlas bhai is a good name. Okay, that means you're trying your best to be sincere. What is the higher level? Mukhlas. Mukhlas is that not you're trying to be sincere. Allah made you sincere. Allah said, I keep you khalis. Allah said, I keep you protected. No one's going to touch you. And what does the Quran say? This is why I'm telling you. I'm telling all this stuff. You're wondering why. Because sometimes you're going to open a book of tafsir. I don't know when you're going to open a book of tafsir. But if you do, I want you to know that sometimes you read something very ajeeb. Okay? I'm giving the khulasa kalam from a lot of tafsir, what they say, so you don't get confused, okay? My reminder to everyone is, Nabi Yusuf is a Nabi. You must keep that shan when you read about the Anbiya alayhi salam. Or else you're going to read some weird ulat palat, weird things you're going to read in the books. And you're not going to know what it's saying anymore. لَوْلَا أَرَّابُ هَانَ رَبِّي كَذَارِكَ نَصِّفَ عَنْهُ السُّوءَ وَالْفَحْشَاءَ إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Allah says, Iblis, he tries to convince everyone to do haram. And in the Quran, Allah says he brings like his army. He uses his voice. He tries to participate in them, tries to make them commit zina, tries to make them, you know, take haram, do riba, etc., etc., all these different things. Then Iblis himself says, I will try my best to misguide them. Illa ibadaka minhum mukhlasin. Except your sincere chosen, your sincere servants, Ya Allah, that you chose. I can't touch those. Who is Yusuf alayhi salam? Mukhlas. Okay? So what did Yusuf alayhi salam do? The doors are locked. What did Yusuf Aysam do? He said, doors are locked? No problem. Allah can open any door. وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابِ. He runs through the door. Right? And subhanAllah, like Razi rahmahullah ta'ala, very beautiful, mashallah, the ajeeb ways they say it. They say that wastabaq al-bab, they both ran for the door. Who's ahead? Yusuf alayhi salam. Who's behind? The wife of the minister, right? They say her name is Zulaykha. So then she's right behind. So they're running towards the door. Yusuf alayhi salam is running towards Jannah. She's running towards Jahannam. It's the same running. Right, subhanAllah. They're both running. One is running to the door of Jannah. The other one's running to the door of Jahannam. He runs towards the door. The door is locked. What is he going to do when he gets there? There's literally nothing you can do. But look, you have to try. People gave up trying. They look at 2 hours, 3 hours of haram and say, Maulana, I can't do anymore. I said, you have to try. You have to stop somewhere. You want to come on Qiyamah with this dirty heart? You must come with a beautiful heart before Allah Ta'ala. Try and do something. He tries. وَقَدَّتْ قَمِيسَهُ, she goes from behind and rips the shirt and says, hey, come back here. قَدَّتْ قَمِيسَهُ مِنْ دُبُرْ وَأَلْفَيَا. When they get to the door, the books of tafsir write that the doors fling open. And at that moment, somehow, some way, وَأَلْفَيَا سَيِّدَهَا لَدَ الْبَابِ, she finds her husband at the door. At the moment when you thought that there'd be no way out of this scenario, Allah makes a way. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, whoever has taqwa of Allah, bilkul, beshak, Allah will make a way out for you. Yusuf Aslam ran towards the door, he opens the door, and he sees the minister. And he's like, oh, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, this is great. This is great. What does she start doing? قَالَتْ مَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ أَرَادَ بِأَهْلِكَ سُوءًا إِلَّا أَن يُسْجَنَ وَعَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Long, long, man. Munafiq, when they talk big game. She said, what is the punishment? Look how the way she says it, right? Right? What is the punishment of the one who intended to do evil with your wife? She didn't even mention Yusuf alayhi salam by name. She left it up to his mind. What do you think? What should the punishment be for someone who tried to do evil with your wife? Right? She left it completely open. And at that moment, if someone told me that about whatever, right? Oh man, we finish you right now. That's it, right? Everyone gonna die. Everybody. Right? This is it. Yusuf alayhi salam is put in such a predicament. And she says, what is the punishment of the one who wants to do evil with your wife? Illa, except, I'll give you some suggestions. Except that they should be thrown in jail or given a painful punishment. Make it a long-lasting, severe torture. Lash this man, whip this man, hurt this man, abuse this man. She says all these things. Such a long way. The muds in the Quran are ajeeb, right? Jaza'u man arada bi ahlika su'an, right? All these different muds, right? Look at Yusuf alayhi salam. قَالَ هِيَ رَاوَدَتْنِي عَنْ نَفْسِي. He's straight speaker. تَأْوِيلُ الْحَدِيثِ. Listen, if someone's accusing you, don't embellish the talk. Don't beautify it. We don't need munafiq talking. Just speak straight. SubhanAllah, you're a mu'min sadiq. Speak like mu'min sadiq. Right? Speak straight. Yusuf Aizam says, she tried to seduce me. He's like, that's it. That's literally what happened. Nothing. Did anything else happen? That's literally what happened. That's all that happened. He spoke straight. He said, she tried to seduce me. That's it. And should I do against myself? Now these two are arguing at the door. Right? So what is going to happen? وَشَهِدَ شَهِدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. And then what happens is there's a witness from the house. Bear witness to everything that just happened. He saw literally everything. He saw Yusuf alayhi salam from the front. And he saw Zulaykha from the back. She grabs the shirt and everything, tears and everything, right? قَدَّتْ قَمِيسُ مِّنْ دُبُرْ, right? She sees all that difference. He saw all that different stuff. And then he says, مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. He's from the family of Zulaykha. So now he wants to tell the truth. But he can't tell the truth. So he has to devise the most intelligent way to figure this problem out. So he says, Minister, Sayyid, unzur ila al-qamis, look at the shirt. In kana qamisu qudda min qubul, fasadaqat wa huwa min al-kadhibin. He first starts saying, if it's torn from the front, then you know that Yusuf alayhi salam was trying to do something terrible. He tried to rip his own clothes to come near her. And so he started off with trying to defend her. He's so smart the way he speaks. People smile, they try to do the opposite way. They try to defend the good guy first. Defend the bad person first. Because if it's haq, it's going to come out anyways. So he first of all says that, look, the wife, if she's telling the truth, then you're going to see that the shirt is torn from the front. When kana qamizu qudda min dubur, fa kadabat. And if it's torn from the back, then she's telling a lie. Wa huwa min as-sadiqin. Okay? So he leaves it up to the shirt. Okay? And I want you to know, some of them said that this is a family member of Zulaykha. Some of them say the hadith of the Prophet says that there are a couple of babies. The hadith are many. Suyuti rahimahullah gathers 9 babies that talked when they were born. Right? One was Isa alayhi salam. You can look at the rest of the hadith to find the rest of them, okay? I'll give you one right now. They said that there was a baby in the house of Zulaykha who started to speak at that moment, subhanAllah. In other words, you take this as bishara for yourself. If you're struggling to find haqq, Allah will bring haqq min haythu la yahtasib, where you couldn't even imagine. Allah will bring it out for you, inshallah. Okay, so they said, so I held maybe Lut in the, today. I was like, talk to me. Speak to haqq. And he's just like, abba, abba. So then they see, فَلَمَّا رَى قَمِيسَ قُدُّ مِنْ دُبُرْ قَالَ إِنَّهُ مِنْ كَيْدِكُنْ. He goes and says to his wife, as soon as he sees, because the shirt is there. This is the second time shirt has come, right? First time was with Ya'qub alayhi salam, it was to show a lie. Now the shirt is brought to show the truth, subhanAllah. This is Allah writing his kitab, mashallah, right? Allahu Akbar. So then what happens? He sees it from before. He says, إِنَّهُ مِنْ كَيْدِكُنْ. This is from all your woman plots. All you women do this. He's giving you nasihat, okay? Allah is giving you nasihat, okay? Sometimes what happens is, sisters speak a lot, okay? 4 hours comes out, it's fine. Just listen. Please, be strong enough to listen. He's telling you, look, all these women do the same thing. It's fine, okay? Trust me, mashallah, she's not a woman unless she has a tongue, okay? She has to, it's lazim, fard, okay? So the thing is that, mashallah, you have to be the one to make bardash. You have to make sabr. You have to learn to tolerate. So then he said, إِنَّ مِنْ كَيْدِكُنْ إِنَّ كَيْدَكُنْ عَظِيمٌ. Your plots are very, very severe. And then, look, he's a politician. What can he do? My brothers and I was in Islam. Is he going to go and tell everyone my wife tried to commit zina with the slave? He said, Yusuf, أَعْرِضًا هَذَا. Yusuf, just turn away from this. Pretend like it didn't happen. Allahu Akbar, man, subhanAllah. No, Mulan, the haqq needs to be there, right? Yusuf alayhi salam should go and complain to everyone and fight for his rights and all these different things. Listen, what can Yusuf alayhi salam do in his moment? Can he do anything? At this moment, he's telling him, turn away from this. That's all Yusuf alayhi salam can do. One day will come, will he become the king, inshallah. But right now, he's not. Learn your place. Sometimes you can't say anything. Learn it, inshallah. Make sabr with Allah. Sabrun jameel. Sometimes it's tough. Wastaghfiri. He goes to his wife and says, seek forgiveness for your sin. Innaki kunti min al-khati. You are just a mistaken lady. You made a mistake. Man, if I went through that and I saw all that and all these different terrible things that just happened, right? I'd be so angry and frustrated and upset, right? Subhanallah. But Allah's plan doesn't end there. There's more steps to go. We just finished Act 2, Scene 2. We have Acts 2, Scene 3 coming up, inshallah, next time. I want everyone, inshallah, to make niyyah from niyyah. Ya Rab, whatever guna I'm in, Allah, I make tawbah from. I will never return to that sin, Ya Rab, but I mean. And I make niyyah, Allah, Ya Allah, I want to be your mukhlas slave, Ya Allah. I want to be mukhlis and mukhlas. I want to be sincere. And I'll be taken away from this haram, Ya Allah. Only Allah can take you away. Make dua and cry to Allah. I tell everyone, subhanAllah, if you have this issue of addictions, I say stand up in tahajjud. Don't miss tahajjud. And cry and cry and cry until the jainamaz becomes wet with your tears. And if you cry like that, you make it a regular routine, I guarantee, inshallah, by the tawfiq of Malik al-Aziz al-Jabbar, he will control your nafs and he'll bring you out of the haram, inshallah. May Allah grant us, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Wa sallallahu Muhammad alayhi sahbihi ajma'in. I just want to mention, inshallah, we have a beautiful masjid here for fundraising, inshallah, Darul Quran. You know what's up? Darul Quran Academy, mashallah, ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. It's a beautiful masjid in the area of Georgia, alhamdulillah, and McDonald. Alhamdulillah, the property was cost about $750,000. Mashallah, they paid off all, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And mashallah, they have it completely in their possession now. Alhamdulillah, everyone say alhamdulillah. It's 10 acres of land, Allahu Akbar, mashallah. It's amazing, right? Maulana Saf has done so much, mashallah, coming from Georgia all the way over here. And he just said, look, alhamdulillah, with this mashallah, they paid it off. They have a little bit of renovation to do, to put down the masjid carpet and to put in the ACs, inshallah ta'ala. And all these little things that they want to do, it costs roughly about $50,000. This is the point in time, inshallah, to cement yourself in the masjid forever, inshallah. That this carpet that is there, anyone makes sajda, inshallah, you get ajr for. And the AC, mashallah, that anyone feels comfortable and tanda from, inshallah, you get ajr for. Please, inshallah, don't leave this place until you give a donation to Hazrat Maulana. He came from such a long way, mashallah. Inshallah, make it something fruitful for yourself. And for this masjid, inshallah, on Qiyamah, inshallah, you'll find that even after you died and you're in the grave, your bones have become everything, right? Nothing at all. Subhanallah, in that time when you're in your qabr, your book of deeds will not close. And subhanallah, the good deeds will still be written, inshallah. So please, inshallah, make a humble contribution, inshallah. May Allah grant us all tawfiq. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.